Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are live. I'm going to go to you in order. Make one quick announcement. It was announced yesterday that David Bowen, Assemblyman David Bowen, has dropped out of the lieutenant governor race. Wish him well. Good man. He's going to go on to other things. But David Bowen is no longer a candidate for lieutenant governor. Okay, I'll take you in order. Walter of Watertown, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Walter?
Matt, I start every day listening to your program and really enjoy the history lessons. And I have a historical perspective that I'd like to share, especially after hearing CJ play his greatest hits again.
Thank you.
Ralph, I want to talk about one of the worst presidents of my lifetime, the guy who Ralph Nader described as a second-rate actor doing a first-rate job of portraying a third-rate president. Reagan was a racist. He chose Philadelphia, Mississippi as the place to launch his post-primary presidential campaign. And he later made reference to welfare queens, another deliberate dog whistle. Reagan was an economic disaster. He accrued greater deficits than all the previous presidents combined. And the dimwit believed that Robert Bork was right when he spun this laissez-faire tale of Milton Friedman and Friedrich Hayek. He started by creating a war on workers' unions, depressing wages, and shrinking the middle class for over four decades. He refused to enforce the Sherman Antitrust Act in 1983, giving rise to nearly 40 years of hostile takeovers, amalgamations, consolidations, vertical integrations, and conglomerations that destroyed competition in the marketplace. That helped create monopolies in every sector of the economy, finance, transportation, manufacturing, healthcare, agriculture, and energy. Today's energy prices are directly attributable to Reagan. The fossil fuel giants posted record profits in 2021 and 2022 and have been buying back their stock. These giants are charging more for oil.
You know, Walter, you are making some phenomenally good points. And if I may, I just want to interject to support some of that, and also to give a little extra historical perspective. You've given a very good one. Most people don't remember this. When Ronald Reagan announced his presidency, that he's running, okay? And he was an underdog, and he's going to be running against an incumbent, Jimmy Carter. Where do you announce it? Well, I mean, Walter Mondale announced it in three places in a farm up in Merrill, Wisconsin. I went up for the announcement. You know, you announce it in a farm or a closed factory, or you announce it in your home state, in that case, California for Reagan, or you have a symbolic backdrop. Well, he had a symbolic backdrop. It was Philadelphia, Mississippi, as Walter said. Now, who in God's name would go to Philadelphia, Mississippi to introduce a presidential campaign? Now, nothing against the folks in Philadelphia now or Mississippi in general, but, you know, why not pick Random Lake, Wisconsin? I mean, why not pick Ladysmith? I mean, you're announcing a presidential campaign. The reason he did it is exactly what Walter said. Philadelphia, Mississippi had been the site of a vicious racial murder. This was a signal by Reagan to the South that he wanted the South and Dixiecrats to come to him. Before that, Jimmy Carter had carried the South, obviously. He was from Georgia. And even before that, you had Lyndon Johnson was from Texas, and he was trying to step in. But to do it by signaling the location of a racial murder sent an unbelievably bad signal. The other thing is he did refer to welfare queens, and there was a pejorative racial element to that about welfare people, even though the majority of people who get what you call welfare are not African-American. They're not African-American. They're people who are down on their luck, and they get it for a while, and then they go on and work. So that's number one. Number two, with Robert Bork, he was the guy they put up for the Supreme Court who finally got shot down, and Joe Biden and Ted Kennedy and others were instrumental in shooting him down. He had one of the worst performances in his appearance before the Senate I've ever seen. Somebody asked him, I don't know if it was Biden who asked him, they looked at him and said, Judge Bork, why do you want to be on the Supreme Court? You know what he said? He looked at him and he bared his teeth, and you could practically see the saliva come out. And he goes, because it would be an intellectual feast. Well, you know, anyway, the lines are alive. I got to go on the lines. Walter, thanks for that excellent historical commentary. Feel free to call in again. Robert of West Allis, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Robert of West Allis?
Walter was right on point. So, yeah, obviously Lee Atwater ran some of the most racist campaigns with Reagan, and then George Bush with Willie Horton. But, yes, yeah, so when we go back to gas prices today, there's two reasons. The welfare queens are the oil companies that get subsidized by the government, yet there's 9,000 oil and gas leases in federal land that go unused. So between them and MBS over in Saudi Arabia, who refuses to pump more oil, although he's supposedly our friend, that's why gas prices are where they are. To get the antitrust point Walter was making, when you look at baby formula, that's what you're looking at. You're looking at an oligopoly, an industry. And so,
yeah, you're fading out a little bit, Robert, but I get the point, and we just lost you, I'm afraid. But you're making excellent points, as you always do. And the truth of that, when people look at somebody like at Biden saying, well, the gas prices are going up, therefore it's his fault. Not only is it worldwide, and not only is it Saudi Arabia betraying our support for them. I mean, we've in the past supplied them with arms in Yemen. We have protected them against, we've even stationed American troops there to protect them against attacks on their oil wells. And they are not helping out in Ukraine or anywhere else by increasing oil production and then marginalizing Russia. They're not doing it. As far as oil well leases here in this country, there's some that Biden won't give, like offshore drilling off of California, and I agree with that, and parts of Alaska, but there are others that the oil companies absolutely could drill on. Thank you for calling in. Chris of Poinette, you're next up, my friend. What's on your mind today, Chris of Poinette?
Good morning. Hey, your guy Walter that just called in, that is the most succinct, concise explanation of current events, well, you know, back to the 80s. But at the same time, that guy needs to write a book.
Yeah, I agree. And thank you for calling, Walter. If you're listening, call again. And I'll say this beyond what Chris just said. On the antitrust laws, that's a very abstruse thing that normally people don't get into, but the truth of the matter is that they haven't been enforced since Reagan, and that has been bad for the economy. Next up, we have Northwoods Terry, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Northwoods Terry?
Oh, I was just going to say, Matt, Budget Director David Stockman, I think he was, for Reagan,
right,
later ran away from that policy that he had, that they implemented, denounced it later on.
You're absolutely right. Stockman was his guy, and Stockman engineered a lot of that, and then Stockman renounced it afterwards. Absolutely correct. And to get back to what Walter said, and Chris, and you, Terry, if you look at Reagan, this guy has gotten the biggest pass in history, and he didn't deserve it. He did not deserve it because we enforced antitrust laws up till him, and now we have the big boys, in effect, strangling portions of our economy through monopoly. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call-ins, as always. Have a good weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place on Monday. And I'm signing off for now.